What's up, guys? Welcome back to Black Sheeptober. You already
Let's
know what's
go.
Up.
Let's go.
You already know it's Black Sheeptober month.
It's October. It's a spoopy month.
We just redid this intro.
We're laughing
five
because
times.
We've done this intro like 6 times.
Anyways, guys, welcome back. Is that my straw in the frame? Yes, it is my straw in the frame.
Oh, can you be more professional?
Just put it right next to the laptop.
Great.
You know what? Whatever. It's just going to have to be there. Anyways, guys, my brother got locked out of his house and we started this 2 hours later than we should have.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, I was running to the car to put stuff
running
through the six with my woes. And then, like, I was putting shit in my car, and then all of a sudden, like, I came back to the house and everything was locked for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason.
Don't know how
it
happened.
Casper just locked you outside.
Yeah. So, and I was like, checked all the windows, everything was locked. And I was like, can I believe this is happening? I don't even have my phone on me. I don't have my keys on me. I have nothing on me. I was like, at least if I had my phone, I could call somebody. And at least if I have my keys, I can drive somewhere and get someone to help me. But no, I didn't have my phone or my keys or anything.
Who the fuck were you going to get to help you?
Like, I was going to drive here and be like, bro, I'm locked out.
Bro, I forgot I'm locked out and I left my phone at home. Can you come back with me?
Well, no. What else?
That's what you would have to have done.
Yeah. And everything.
And everything.
Anyways. Yes, we're recording late, so. Sorry, guys.
So,
even though this, you don't care because you get in at the same time.
Yeah, it really doesn't fucking matter anyways. But I was just worried because he's very, like, on time and he gets on my ass when I'm not, like, on time. And he's like, I'm going to be at your house at 12. And I was like, okay, he's going to be here at 12.
Mm-hmm.
12 comes. Actually, 12:40. It was 12:40.
You see, she doesn't even give a shit. She texts me a whole ass hour later.
Because low-key, I was still doing my makeup. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm just going to let him take his time. But then after I was done, okay, I was like, okay, what the fuck? So I texted him. No response. I call him. No answer. I call him again. No answer. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I just wait like another 30 or something minutes go by. Call him again, voicemail. So I'm like, what the fuck? This is not
normal,
yeah.
I don't know.
Instantly, I just thought that, like, I don't know, like something happened to you. Because that's just where my mind goes.
Like a car crash or like someone killed me?
Yeah, either something happened when you were on the way here or something happened before you were on the way. I don't know why I thought that, like, what if last night he, like, went out and he just, like, never got home? But then that wouldn't make sense because then my parents would be, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
So... anyways, but we're here now.
Recording a podcast.
So today we are going to be talking about multiple things.
Yeah, what
we have multiple
about?
Things we want to talk about. But first things first, freak accidents.
Oh, yes. That's what we're talking about first. I was like, wait, what?
You're like, freak accidents. What the fuck?
But yeah, this episode is just kind of be like a...
like puppy's chewing on my freaking journal.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
I don't know why. She has this thing where she just likes chewing on, like, paper things. She was chewing on my freaking, like, car registration paper. And I'm like, oh,
why is
God.
Your car registration on the floor?
I don't know. I need to get my shit together.
Anyways, just not going to ask about that. What was I going to say? Oh, today's episode's kind of just like a...
we're doing a lot of things.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a mix or a potpourri of just like a bunch of...
what the fuck is potpourri?
Potpourri just means like random.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You learn something new every day.
You didn't know that word?
I've literally never heard that word in my life.
Oh.
Potpourri?
Yeah, potpourri. I think you spell it POTPOURRI or something. I think.
POTP?
Yeah, POTP.
Oh, so the T is silent.
I think so. I don't know how to spell it. Let me look it up because it's going
to
bother
me. No one cares.
No, I care.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so we're going to be talking about a bunch of things.
Things first. Oh, no, I did spell it right.
Potpourri.
Yeah.
Potpourri. Okay, well, that's wrong.
Dictionary definition, though.
Oh.
A mixture of dried... oh.
Okay, he's wrong.
No, not wrong.
That's not what it means, obviously, bro. It's just a
miscellaneous collection. So just a bunch of random stuff mixed together.
Okay, but I don't know. Okay.
The only time
I don't know if you use it in the right way.
A potpourri category. Like, that's what it means.
Oh, okay.
Like, anyways.
Anyways. So, first things first. Freak accident deaths.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they're so, like, interesting to me. I feel like it's because it just, it kind of reminds me of, like, Final Destination. Because the Final mm-hmm. Destination movies all have, like, such freak accident, like, shit that you would just never expect to happen.
Right, yeah.
Or for people to die in that way, you know?
And it's weird because it's like, this is real life.
Yeah.
Like, we know that this happened.
Yeah. So it's even crazier.
Yeah.
To think that there's, like, actual shit like that that happens in real life.
So, well, I didn't write down freak accidents. I wrote down, like, crazy deaths.
Oh, I wrote down freak accidents.
Okay. We have a whole ass, I don't know what's going on.
So that's why when I said that, you were like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're on two different pages, apparently.
We're not on the same page today, y'all. I'll start with a small one, or a short one. This yeah. guy named Klaas Störtebeker. He's German.
Oh, makes sense.
K-L-A-A-S class. He was a German. Did I say he was German?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You did say he was German. Yeah.
I thought I might have said Russian. But. So he was a German.
So is he German?
He's a German pirate. Oh. When he was
a
caught.
A pirate?
Yeah, he was a pirate. So this was a long time ago.
Oh.
I forgot. It doesn't say when it was, but I'm pretty sure it was like, I don't know, 1600s.
Pirate
1700s.
Era. Okay.
But when he was caught, they sentenced him and his whole like team, his whole, what do you call him? Crew?
Pirate mateys?
Crew.
Oh.
His whole crew, which was like 72 like crewmates and like people that were there helping him with the
okay.
ship. So you know what a pirate is, right? Like they steal shit. So that's mm-hmm. why when you like they catch them, they're like, okay, we sentenced them to death now because they've been stealing shit and just drinking and shit. Partying.
That's all they do.
Yeah, I guess.
Just drink and talk to their parrot.
Yeah, and then like look for treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't find any, steal everybody else's shit.
Oh.
So anyway, so they sentenced them to death. And then they were like, okay, let's make this interesting. The mayor was like, you know, I'm bored. I got a lot of power in this city. I ain't got shit to do. It's the 1700s. What is there to do? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Can't even watch Netflix. So.
What the fuck?
So he was like, I'm going to line up all your soldiers, right? Like shoulder to shoulder. I'm pretty sure like that's how they, hey.
Sorry. I just feel like I have to do that because, I don't know, he creeps me out sometimes.
He's
I just
fine.
Pet the sheep.
He's looking just straight up for some reason.
I know. His eyes just like. Neep.
Anyways.
He's looking at God.
So he decided to line up like all of his crewmen, which are 72 people. I'm pretty sure like shoulder to shoulder, like facing this way. And then there he was like, okay, you stand right here. And then however, like you're going to start running when we like shoot this gun, you're going to start running. And then however far you get your gun to, we're going to save those people. And the rest of them, we're going to kill them.
Why?
Because they were going to execute everybody, all of his crew and him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, but if you want to save some of your crew, you're going to start here. And then you're going to run. And then how far you get, that's how many people, that's what we're going to, like, that's how many people we're going to save.
Oh, wow.
But not before we behead you.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So he was like, well, obviously he's going to run all the way if they don't do anything. Like, they don't impede him in some kind of way or, you know, impair him in some kind of way.
So wait, okay. So let me get this straight. They're going to cut their heads off.
They're going to cut just his head off. The pirate, Klaas, whatever his name was. They're going to cut his head off. And then he's going to run. And then how far he gets to, like, in the line of the men that are lined up, that's how many people they're going to save of his crew. And the rest are going to kill.
So he's going to die anyways.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Oh.
But they were just like, if you want to save some of your crew, we'll do this for you.
Wow. Oh, my God. So, wait, so is
so
that
it's impossible?
Possible?
No, it's impossible.
Oh.
You're gonna, dude, your head's off.
Bro. I don't know. Chickens do that.
That's true. Chickens do that. So, I don't know. Supposedly, and legend says, here it says legend
says. So, is this
says,
a real story? Or is this
it's
like
a real
a,
story.
Okay.
But it's a legend. Because it says, legend says that he ran by 11 people.
Whoa.
Before the hangman, like, put his foot in and tripped him.
Oh, okay.
He just tripped him because he didn't want him to run by anymore.
Cheated the system.
Yeah, he cheated the system. So, he put his foot in and tripped him. And then he ran by 11 people, legend says. I don't know if you could run without your head off. But he ran by 11 people before the hangman tripped him, and then they killed everybody anyways. So the king was,
the
or the
fuck?
Mayor was just like.
He just wanted to do that for entertainment.
Yep.
Dude, people are fucked up back in the day.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
They just, I feel like a lot of stuff like that happened, like, just for, like, people's entertainment. No, actually, not even back in the day. Shit like that still happens today. Like, these rich billionaire people.
A Squid Game or something?
Yeah, like in the Squid Game. Like, I feel like that shit actually happens. Like, for their entertainment, because they have nothing better to do and they're just bored because they're, like, so rich that they're just, like, their life has no meaning.
Right, right.
Like, that they are into some weird shit.
Do you think you would do that if you were that rich?
Like, do stuff like that for entertainment?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Who knows, bro? Money changes you.
I don't think it would change me.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That was the one that was, like, kind of funny-ish.
Is that funny to you? Well,
it's not funny, but, like, is that even possible?
Is that really sad? Because, like, we don't know them. And it was a long time ago.
Gosh.
No, it was, like, a long time ago, and it's, like, a legend. It's not, like, real, you know?
Okay, dude, okay.
Anyways, I need to just stop talking. Yeah, so I think, yeah, we definitely have different stories then.
Okay.
So, I guess, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was, like, actually multiple different, like, news articles, like, talking about this on Saturday. It's last Saturday.
Italy. Is recent.
Yeah, so in Italy, in the southern region of Calabria, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
So this family gathered because they produce wine, right? Their family had, like, a vineyard, and they had an annual, like, wine-making event going on. So their family gathered to transfer the fermented grape juice into oak barrels.
Okay.
So, I mean, fermenting is, like, part of the, like, winemaking process, right?
Sure.
And four men died. They were all related to each other, all, like, part of the family. Because they were, like, overcome by toxic fumes while producing the wine. Basically, there was a father, his name was Santino, he's 70 years old.
Okay.
Him and his son, Massimo, 45 years old, and then two of the father's brothers, one 70 and one 50, they died, like, one after another because they were trying to, like, go in and rescue the last one from the fumes or whatever. But every time they would go in there and try to grab the other one and get out, like, they also, like, passed out and then ended up dying.
So what were those fumes?
So basically, I guess the fermentation process, like, produces carbon dioxide gas.
Oh.
And if you guys know, carbon dioxide gas is colorless and odorless.
Right.
So they didn't know, but, like, when you're going through this whole process and, like, the fermentation and everything, you have to make sure that you're in a area that's very well, like, ventilated, because if not, then the shit can, like, kill you, you know, or, like, you'll pass out or whatever.
Okay.
So I guess the area just wasn't, like, super well ventilated, or I don't know, because the first person who went down there, I don't know exactly in what order, but maybe it was the father, I don't know, they died due to lack of sufficient air ventilation. So they were down there, they passed out, they knocked out or whatever.
Okay.
And then the son goes down there and tries to, like, help him out. He also just dies.
Oh, my God.
And then another brother goes down there, tries to help. He passes out unconscious and then later on dies. And then the last brother goes down there and they all ended up dying.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I guess also, I don't know who it was. It was a girl, either a sister or, like, someone related to them, also tried to go down there and, like, see what was going on. And she ended up passing out, but she didn't die. Like, the police ended up getting there on time and stuff. And yeah, so they basically died one after another trying to rescue each other.
How many people died in total? Four
of the men.
Damn,
it's very sad. And it's just, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a scary situation. Like,
yeah, it's almost like when you, well, there's, like, a burning house and, like, someone's in there, right? And you're like, you think you can do it,
but it's like there's no fire or anything, so obviously they probably, it just, like, snuck up on them. Right. Like, they didn't know, and just freaking knocked them out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so those four people there trying to make wine for y'all, and then they just died.
And so was
not,
like,
knowing that they were going to freaking die that day.
Was it, like, a new facility or something, or they just never cooked in there?
I don't know. I think this, because it's, they had, like, a whole thing going on. Like, I'm pretty sure they had done this before, either that just specific day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something just
went wrong.
Yeah. Or I don't know, because I feel like they had to have like done the whole process before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
The next one that I had here was about this guy from, where's he from? From 1584.
Okay, 1584.
So this guy, his name was Gerard.
Gerard Ortiz.
Or, well, his name was Baltasar Gerard. He's from, he's a French guy.
Okay.
He
looks like.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Okay.
Born in 1557.
Damn, can't believe people were born back then.
What? Can't believe people were born so long ago.
So long ago.
Shit, that
like
we
they
just
lived that long ago.
Yeah, it's crazy, honestly.
Like 1500s.
Who gives a shit? Just kidding. So apparently, this guy, he was assassinated. Or no, he was not assassinated. He was like, it's kind of hard to explain, but like he was captured and then he was put to execution for this thing that he did. I'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they put him through like multiple like torture things because it was like 1500s. But like they put him through like a bunch of.
What did he do?
I'm going to read you like what they put him through first. And then it's just like, I started thinking, I was like, is this guy like the worst guy like in the world? Like,
yeah, he had to have done something fucking yeah, horrible.
So like supposedly at his trial, Gerard was sentenced to be brutally, even by the standards at the time, killed. Supposedly his right hand was like supposed to be like burned off with a red hot iron. So like they were just going to get like a red hot iron and just like burn his hand off.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then his flesh should be like torn off of his bones with like pincers in like six different areas. So they're just like going to like pinch him and then like pull off his flesh in like six different areas of his body.
And then bro, back then.
Some crazy shit going on, bro.
They did a lot of crazy stuff. Like, no, it wasn't psychos. Just, oh, let's just sentence him to death. It's like, no, we have to fucking torture.
Yeah, what the fuck?
In all of these sick ways.
Yeah, I don't know. And then supposedly he was going to be disemboweled alive. Like, so they're going to cut like a hole in his stomach and like pull his guts out and just like make him sit through that. Can you imagine that? Like, that's crazy, yeah.
That reminds me of a video I saw.
Yeah, and
not
so
that long ago.
Wait, what?
You said yeah, and so.
Wait, you.
Not like it
some,
wasn't
like,
a human.
Cartel videos?
No, it wasn't a human. It was an animal. Like, it was a. I think it was a crocodile. No. Crocodile in the water. Or something. Yeah, I think it was a crocodile. But there was like a zebra in the water trying to like escape or whatever, and it like got her. I don't know why I assume it was a she. It got the zebra like in the stomach and it just like pulled out all of its intestines and stuff. And the zebra was like trying to get out of the water and it got out of the water. And like when it gets out of the water, you could see like its guts and everything. It's just like sitting outside of its body. And I felt so bad. I was just like, oh my God.
I don't know
how
like animals like go through that. I think it's like because they're just not like conscious enough.
Yeah, and it was still like running, like walking away, and I'm just like, ugh,
right.
Geez.
But it's like humans, like if I saw that, I would just freak out, and I think I would die from just having a panic attack. Do you know
like,
what I mean?
Like seeing your own guts outside your body.
Yeah, you don't think you would? I would
I
be
feel
like
bro, that's happened before,
and I would just like be like in a daze, and I'd be like,
I think that's what they're in. I think they're
I don't
also
think
in
so.
A daze.
I think the animals
or
are just
they
like
just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they just don't know what the fuck is going on. They're just like, I'm in pain. I need to get away.
They don't know that their guts are outside their body.
Heck no, they don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. Anyways, so supposedly he was going to go through that, and then they were going to, like, tear his heart from his, like, I don't know, his chest, and then, like, put it in his mouth and, like, feed it to him.
Bro, who thinks of this stuff?
And then finally his head is going to be taken off, and that's how he's going to die. But he's going to go through all that before they cut off his head.
Do you think he'd still be alive? Like...
I don't
taking
know.
His heart out?
Yeah, supposedly. So, like,
is that even possible?
I don't know.
To like still be alive after your heart is outside of your body?
I don't think so. Either way, it's
well, maybe
be...
your mind's still like going, but you're not. I don't know how that would.
Yeah,
because
your blood is not pumping to your extremities. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so on the first night of his imprisonment, Gerard was hung on a pole and then lashed with a whip. After his wounds were like smeared with honey, a goat came in, and then they had, like, the goat, like, lick the honey off of, like, the wounds. And, like, supposedly, like, you know how, like, You know, like cats' tongues are like prickly.
Yeah.
Like supposedly goats are like that as well. So it's like, so it's even it hurts more painful. Like really, it's like really
sandpaper.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your wounds.
It says that the goat, I guess, didn't want to do that.
So they didn't force the goat.
Even the goat was like, nah, I ain't doing that.
It's too much, bro. You need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah. So after this, the other tortures, he was left to pass the night with his hands and feet bound together like a ball, so he would be difficult to sleep. And that's not that bad, but, you know. And then during the following 3 days, he was repeatedly hung on a pole with his hands and feet tied behind his back. And then a weight of 300 pounds was tied to each of his big toes, and he was just, like, hung there for half an hour.
That's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that possible?
There's no way his toes just didn't fucking rip off.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe 300 pounds?
Yeah, 300 pounds. That's what it says.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so then after that, they were like, had these like shoes that were like made of like dog skin or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly like when you put them, he was like, they oiled it up. And supposedly when you put this kind of like dog skin or whatever under like a fire, it like shrinks like really, really like
okay,
tight.
So they skinned a dog?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they're just, like, they skin dogs all the time. Like, they just use it as wool or something.
Mm.
So I don't think they're, like, skin a dog for this specific purpose. They just had it.
Mm.
I think. Who knows, bro? They might have skinned a dog for that shit.
They didn't give a fuck back then about anyone.
So, like, suppose you, like, when you put this, like, skin under the fire and you, like, oil it up, it, like, shrinks to, like, really, really tight areas.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put those, like, on his feet just, like, molded in together into, like, just, like, random, to, like, stumps. Because it just, like, was so tight around his feet. It just, like, molded everything. And, like, his bones, like, broke. And, like, everything just molded into, like, his feet just turned into stumps after that.
Oh, oh my Can you imagine God.
That? And that he's just alive going through, like, that pain. Yeah, I don't know.
And that so that was everything they did.
And so, no. And then after that, after the shoes were removed, they just, like, because his feet were, like, burning alive, basically, in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, stumps already. They just, like, removed the skin just because they were, like, fuck it.
Just because fuck it, you know, it's a regular Wednesday.
Yeah. After that, he was dressed in a shirt soaked in alcohol, and then burning bacon fat was poured all over him, and sharp nails were stuck between the flesh and the nails of his hands and feet. I don't know. Gerard is said to have remained calm during his torture. On July 14th, 1584, Gerard was executed and took off his head.
Okay, so now I really want to know what he did.
Yeah, so I was like, I was reading this and I was like, yo, this ain't normal. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck did he do? So, what he did. So, Gerard
was.
Was
it bad?
Well, you'll see. So, he was born in, I don't know, some Roman Empire. He lived in France at first and then he moved to the Roman Empire. He came from a Roman Catholic family with 11 children. He was a great admirer of King Philip II, the King of Spain and the Netherlands. He studied law at the university, and on 15th of March, 1580, King Philip offered a reward of 20,000 crowns, which I guess is like dollars or something back then. I guess maybe that's a lot of money. I don't know how much it is. To anyone who captured William, this guy that he didn't like, he was the pest on the whole of Christianity and the enemy of the human race. Supposedly King Philip said that.
Jeez.
So he was like, I'm going to give £25,000 to anyone, or sorry, monies, to anyone who kills this guy. So Balthazar, Gerard, whatever his name was a huge follower of this guy, and he liked him. So he was like, I'm going to go kill him and get money. And so that's what he did. That was literally, like, all he did.
So he didn't do anything.
He went up to hit this guy and assassinated him, but he was an important, like, I guess, like, a philosopher, like, he was preaching against, like, Christianity, I think, at the time.
Mm.
So they did all that just because, like, he killed some important guy. Basically, like, he assassinated, like, a president or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, let's torture him and kill him. But actually, his story was, like, pretty crazy. Like, I didn't write it down, but, like, all I remember reading was that, like, he went up to, like, this castle, like, where he lived at, and then he, like, hid, and he had to, like, I don't know. His story is weird. Like, it could be like a whole ass podcast, honestly. He had to like deceive a bunch of people to try to get into close quarters with the guy that he was trying to kill.
Mm.
And then he also like had like this like pig stomach with him. Cause like his plan was like to shoot this guy, jump out of a window. And then he had like this boat waiting for him on this river that was nearby, but he had to swim across the river. So he had this like like pig stomach and use it as a flotation device. So he would like blow up like this pig stomach and like swim across this river. And that's
DIY.
And that's how he was gonna like float across the river to get to the boat. But none of that shit worked out. Like when he saw the guy, he shot him, and then he tried to run away, he jumped out the window, and like they caught him immediately. So poor guy didn't even get to use the little pig stomach to float.
So he killed this guy because he wanted to get money.
Yeah, he wanted to get money, but also he just liked the guy that who said like,
yeah. So then what the fuck? Why didn't that guy come and fucking like help him?
I don't know. I really don't know. There probably is a story, but I don't know.
Jesus. Okay, well, we definitely got different stories. Moving on to something a little lighter. this is so weird because I never really heard about this stuff, but I guess it's something that happens, like, not often, but it has happened. So I guess on Wednesday, a driver died waiting for breakfast in a McDonald's drive-thru in Canada. So
you say this happens frequently?
Like, not frequently, but, like, this has happened... like
before,
yeah, like okay. Multiple times, which is like anyways,
are they like on drugs?
No, just listen. So he was paying for his meal. It was 5:30 in the morning when he dropped something outside of his car. So when he went to pick it up, like I'm assuming he opened the door, right?
Okay.
He was like in the drive-thru, whatever, opened his door, like reached out of the car, and as he reached out and went to pick it up, the vehicle like went forward. I don't know if he accelerated or if like on accident or if like the vehicle just rolled forward, but it like basically like ended up pinning him and like squishing him against the side of the McDonald's building and like his vehicle door or like the he was in between the door and the frame of his car.
Okay, so the door was open, like slightly open?
Yeah, because he was like reaching out to grab had fallen on the floor, you know? It's hard to like understand how or like picture how this happened, but like it happened. So he was pinned between the vehicle door and the frame and he ended up dying. Like he was pronounced dead at the scene.
Jesus. Wait, how though? Like he's like suffocated or something?
I don't know. Like either... I don't know. Like, I don't know how this happened. It just happened. Like, he just died at a McDonald's drive-thru trying to fucking pick some shit up outside of his door.
Jeez.
And I was like, what the heck? That's crazy. Like, that's such a random way to, like, just die.
Yeah.
But I guess in 2020, a 69-year-old man also died, like, in a similar way. He was also at a McDonald's drive-thru. What the fuck, McDonald's? And, He died because he got stuck between a pole and a truck after like dropping some change outside of his car door. So I'm assuming it was like in a similar way. So he got stuck between the pole and his truck. And he ended up dying.
But like how does it happen? Like so they're reaching for something, right? I understand that part. But yeah. But then, like...
I don't know. I feel like I would have to, like, see a video to, like, fully understand. But obviously, there's, like, no video of it.
They just, like, release their foot off the brake and the car just, like, rolls off or something?
Either that or they, like... You know how you're, like, reaching, you extend your foot and you accidentally, like, either press the fucking acceleration or, like...
I guess,
like, go of the brake or whatever. I don't know. Sorry, I just got, like, really far from the mic there. But... And also, in 2018, a 20-year-old man... died at a St. Louis Jack in the Box. He opened his door and reached out of his car to like grab the food. So this is when he was like ready to grab the food. I'm assuming either his window didn't roll down or something. Right. So he had to open the door to grab his food. He accidentally had put the car in reverse and accelerated, which caused the car to hit a tree, like backing up into a tree. And he ended up getting pinned between his car and the tree. And he ended up dying.
Okay, guys, so lesson here,
don't fucking open your door or like get out to get anything at any drive-thrus.
Just use your window, and if your window is broken, fix it immediately before
and
you
make
go
sure you put your car in park.
Oh yeah, also that, and put the brake on there.
Yeah, extra safety, because this shit apparently happens. Like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Yeah, I did was like, well, the first one, then I was like, okay, there's going to be another one. But there's a third one.
Yeah, like you're just going to a drive-thru to grab some food and you don't know that you're about to die. That's so, I don't know, that's so crazy to me. I hope you guys learned a lesson here today.
Yeah, don't ever open your, that's scary. I have now an irrational fear.
This is like literally, this reminded me of like, yeah, this is like, they reminded me of a like Final Destination type thing.
I feel like so many shit like have to go wrong for something to happen like that.
Like you just wouldn't expect that, but I don't know. Anyways, fucking crazy. I'm never opening my door in a drive-thru.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. The other one I have, this one's also a short one. This guy goes by the name of Captain Lawrence Edward Grace Titus Oates. It's a pretty
Titus.
Pretty long name there. Captain Lawrence Edward Grace Titus Oates. Anyways. So Captain Lawrence Edward Grace Titus Oates. He died during the Terra Nova mission in the Antarctic in 1912. So not as far as 1500s.
But yeah.
Pretty still.
Still really
still,
old.
Still like 100 years ago. 109 years ago?
Yeah.
The man had a gangrene and frostbite, and he knew that he was like slowing down the expedition, and he was endangering his teammates. According to Robert F. Scott, the last words that Oates said to him before going off to kill himself was, "I'm just going outside and maybe some time. So don't wait up."
Oh my god, that's really sad.
Yeah, and so like this wasn't like some like I have a gun, I'm gonna kill myself. This was like he's gonna walk into the cold and just wait there till like die.
So he did this because he was slowing down.
He was slowing down like his crewmate, and like I don't know what they were doing. They were on an expedition to Antarctica, so I'm pretty sure it was like one of the first ones to like find Antarctica or like doing some kind of I don't know, figuring something out of Antarctica. God,
you're literally just like sacrificing yourself.
And actually this is pretty crazy because like there's a famous painting called A Very Gallant Gentleman, and it's actually like pretty,
it's about him.
Yeah, it's about him. By John Charles Dahlman a year later. So a whole ass year later this was like the, I don't know which one's the original, but like this one. Wow. This is like a famous painting.
Based yeah, that's
on,
really sad.
Based on a real story of a guy going to kill himself to save his mates.
Damn.
Respect, bro.
So they I'm assuming they found him afterwards or something, after he didn't come back?
Yeah. Or
maybe they just, like, assumed
that. I guess.
He was dead somewhere.
Or they were like, why the fuck is he walking towards nowhere? Where are you going, bro? And he just kept walking, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, right?
I mean, do you think that you would do that?
I don't know. If
I mean, I guess it was different times, and like, you know, it's not like you can call a fucking someone to come just like take you back home. Like, yeah. Hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't keep up. Yeah. I gotta go.
And like, he's also like an expedition kind of guy. Like, he's prepared to do anything. I bet he's a pretty brave guy. But also, like, I don't know if I could do that because I'm not him. But even then, if I was him, I'd feel like, is there some, like, quicker way to do this? And if it's just, like, freezing to death, like, out in the fucking Arctic?
Yeah. Do you think that would take a long time? Maybe not. If it's, like, that painting where it's just, like, freezing, snowing, blizzard. I don't know.
Maybe if you take all your clothes off.
Oh, God. I don't think I would want to do that.
Because then it would be faster. It would be faster, I'd be like.
Yeah, for sure. You'd probably, like, go unconscious, and then just your body would just...
I mean, you'd get hypothermia pretty fast.
Yeah.
Or maybe he jumped in a lake.
Or maybe he jumped off a mountain cliff. I don't know.
Is there mountains in Antarctica?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he did jump in water. That's more likely.
Anyways, but yeah, that's a quick one that I wanted to talk about because I thought it was interesting. And there's a whole painting about it, so it's pretty cool. But you know, sad life.
Yeah, that's very sad. I don't think I could do that.
I don't think
like
I could
even
do
if
either.
I was fucking slowing people down, I'd be like, bro, I don't know. Like, I mean, that takes a lot of fucking balls because
courage. Yeah.
Yeah. So since we just talked about people dying and how people have died, when they died, how they died. We're going to find that out for each other today.
When we die?
Yeah. We're going to find out if there's death in our near future, guys.
Oh, my gosh. How would we even do something like that?
Because we're psychics. Just kidding. So we decided to do a tarot card reading.
Oh, my gosh.
On each other. My brother did one on me a while ago. It was a long time ago on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, I did.
But I kind of want to see. I mean, I want to do an update. People update all the time, right?
People are supposed to do tarot card readings every day.
Oh, shit. Like, see what's going on in that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't remember at all, actually. Do you remember what
I can do it for you. Oh, like what happened to you?
Yeah, like before, what was my reading? I don't remember. I think it was mostly good, right? Like, there wasn't anything crazy.
No, but it did tell you a little bit about your past and, like, what happened, like, some turbulence.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting. You guys might find out some new things about us, because do you want to explain, like, basically how it works and, like, what it's going to tell us?
Yeah, so, well, there's a whole bunch of different ways to, like, do tarot card readings. People, mm-hmm. Some people, like the ones that people, like, do daily, they kind of just, like, mix the cards up, put their energy into the cards.
Mm.
If you believe in that. And then they kind of just like pull out a card and whatever that
you just
card.
Like elbowed the sheep. He's going to haunt you. He's going to kill you at night now. Stop. Oh my God.
But like some people just like pull out one card for the day and then whatever that like card means is like their fortune for the day or how their day is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, there's a bunch of different ways. This one, how I do it is just like past, present, future. So you pull out two cards for the past, two cards for the future, or the present, sorry, then two cards for the future. And then you just read their meanings and then you kind of just like
see what it says
and what it means in the, for the past, present, and the future. So I think that one's like, honestly, I don't know too many of them, but I think that one's pretty good because
yeah, it's more, I feel like it's really interesting.
Yeah. And it's also just a longer process.
Oh, I don't fucking know how to do this at all.
Me neither. So we're learning.
You do.
I mean, I do kind of, but I don't know the meanings. I have this little booklet.
Yeah. Well, that's all we need.
Okay. So yeah, this is a standard tarot card deck. It has like all like the cool like, I don't know, images and like it's just a classic old one. There's like some cool like renovated ones that like have cool pictures, shit like that. But this one's just an old regular ass deck.
Okay. So
the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna shuffle the cards.
Wow, beautiful.
So you need to mix them and put your energy into it.
Okay. Here we go, guys.
Should we put this in there? Oh, we're back now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So right now, Melissa's just mixing the cards up. She's going to put her energy in it. You need to transfer it, bro.
Okay.
Really, like, feel it.
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to get deep in there.
Yeah, put all that energy
Tell
in
me
there.
My past, my present, and my future. Boogala, boogala, boogala.
Take it seriously.
Okay.
That's not taking it seriously.
I think that's good.
So okay, we'll go ahead and in there. Or actually I want you to do it. So put all the cards together. You're going to split the card evenly into three sections as evenly as you can.
Alright.
So now with your permission, can I touch three cards?
Yes. My energy should be in there.
Alright, I don't need your permission, but
okay. Fuck you.
So we'll go ahead and flip this guy. Oh, wow. This is your first card, bro.
Oh. This is my past.
Yeah, and then it's going to go to
Holy
future.
Fuck. That's really interesting. Okay.
This is going to be your past, and it's going to go towards your future. So these are the two cards that just came out with your past. This one's called The Lovers, and this one is, I don't know, something
Swords. It doesn't
swords.
Have a name. It just has a number.
Yeah. Picture this is two swords or whatever, so we'll go flip this one. And it matters if they come out reverse or not, I think. So this one, Queen of Wands, and this one, the Ace of Cups.
Okay, so this is present.
This is present.
This is crazy.
You okay, bro?
I don't know why, like, this is, like, very, like, feminine so far.
Oh, you think
you know?
So?
So I feel like it, like, really, it's kind of interesting.
Where's the femininity?
Like, this is a queen.
There's boobs right there?
This is, like, a lady. This looks, I don't know if that's a lady or not.
I don't know.
All
right, and then we'll go ahead.
I just feel like if this would have popped up for you, it wouldn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then these are the future.
Yeah,
ones.
This is in the future. This one's called the Hierophant.
Hierophant.
And this one is pretty sure it's called Pentacles or something. And this one has four. So the Four of Pentacles.
Okay. Interesting.
So let's get into the
meaning of them.
The meanings.
So first, yeah, we're gonna do my past. See what it says about my past. It's interesting that it has a lover's card in there, whatever that means.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you want to read it?
Yeah, sure.
So that's number 6 up there on here.
Number six, the lovers. So basically, that card means attraction, love, beauty, trials overcome.
Okay. What is it? Does it have anything else on there?
No. That's it just all? Says the reversed. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, what does that mean?
So basically, I don't know. I guess there's been a lot of love in my past. Attraction, beauty, trials that I've overcome. So, I mean, I think that makes sense.
Okay, that's your past. Cool, you're a lover in the past.
I've had a lot of lovers. I guess that's what that means. This one is, oh yeah, two of swords. Okay, so it says, oh yeah, it gives you the description. So it is a girl. See, this one.
Yeah, that's literally what I just read. So it is a woman.
It is a woman. Okay, so the meaning here, it says, conformity and the equipoise. Equipoise?
I guess so.
which it suggests courage, friendship, affection, concord in estate, a farms, and intimacy.
Okay. What does it mean?
That's the meaning.
Are these meanings just really hard to understand?
Ow, something's in my fucking eyeball. What the hell? How is something just randomly starting to poke my eye? It's the swords. So my past has a lot of love and affection. Friendship and affection.
Intimacy. Does that line up with you? Or?
Why can't that be in my future also?
Well, you don't know what these mean yet.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, cool. Okay, so that makes sense.
Look up this one then.
So Queen of Wands. So it says a dark woman or a country woman. Friendly, loving, honorable. If the card beside her signifies a man, she is well disposed towards him. If a woman, she is interested in the querent. Also, love of money. So, okay, wait, but mine's reversed. Yeah.
Or, like, under.
This side, I'm assuming.
These are both women. Or there's a man here. This one's
a man. Or is it a man? I don't know.
No, dude.
Okay, anyways. Reverse meaning. So it says, good, economical, obliging, serviceable. Also signifies opposition, jealousy, deceit, and infidelity. Whoa, what the fuck?
Infidelity? Okay.
Well, I'm assuming, yeah, I mean, so this is present.
Mm-hmm.
So good, economical, obliging also signifies opposition and jealousy and deceit.
So that's you right now.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
You cheat on everybody.
I'm just a fucking deceitful, jealous bitch.
Yeah, with money.
Yeah, I think, so obviously it doesn't mean like
with your single
relationships. So it just means like it could be money or other people. But it says good, economical. And then it says opposition, jealousy, and deceit.
I don't know, dude.
Interesting. So that's that one. So that's one of the present ones. The other one is Ace of Cups. So it's right side up. So it says true heart, joy, content, abode, nourishment, abundance, fertility, holy table, and felicity hereof.
Hmm?
So basically true heart, joy, just happiness, which I feel like these kind of like are opposites.
Well, I didn't say you're not happy.
Yeah, you're right. It said I'm jealous and deceitful.
Yeah.
So I'm just evil.
You're just evil right now.
I'm just evil right now in the present. Okay. All right. Future. This is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So first one. So it's right side up.
Does it have a five next to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It says marriage alliance. Captivity, servitude, mercy, and goodness, inspiration, the man to whom the querent has recourse, whatever the fuck that means. So marriage, alliance, mercy, and goodness, inspiration. That's what I picked up from that.
So married. You're going to be married in the future.
Maybe.
Alliance? You're going to have an alliance with your husband?
What the fuck? Is this fucking Squid Game? I mean, that seems good. Yeah, there's nothing bad here, so, I mean, I like that. I like to hear that. Okay, so then this one.
I think these are called pentacles.
Okay. Tentacles.
Tentacles, pentacles, denticles.
Tentacles. Tentacle porn.
Squid Game.
Four of Pentacles. This one says, the surety of possessions, cleaving to that which one has, gifts, legacy, inheritance, a lot of materialistic things.
Yeah, I guess.
Cleaving to that which one has. So I'm like holding on to
what you have.
Gifts, inheritance, possessions.
So you're going to be a married, wealthy woman who's greedy in the future.
I guess so. Is that what that means? Yep. Well, at least I'm not going to fucking die. So that's all that matters.
Hey, how you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. I'm not very much okay with my present so much.
Yeah.
It just makes me sound like fucking evil. I promise you guys, I'm not.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
But the past was pretty interesting. I guess it was pretty spot on. And then the future, I mean, it's interesting too. So we'll see. I'm going to be, I hope I fucking am rich and have a lot of things. That'd be cool.
And married?
Married. I don't have to be married. but an inspiration. I like that word. Okay. Anyways, that's all pretty right. Cool. All right. Your turn. Well,
my turn now.
He's putting his energy into them. He's shuffling them. He's moving them around the table. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's getting possessed.
Just kidding.
All right. You should cut your hand open and put your blood on it. I think that would for sure make sure it's legit.
Yeah, let me just do that really quick.
Slit your throat. All right. You put enough energy into there, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Bam. Okay, these are both upside down.
Whoa.
Wait, are they?
Yeah. They're both upside down. Whoa, that looks very sad, bro. Are you guys seeing this fucking card right now?
Oh, yeah, it's a guy, like, frowning or something.
He's crying on his bed.
Oh, well, that's the past.
There's swords above him.
That's fine.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, and then boom.
Oh, my God, they're all upside down. Oh, my God.
Why are they all upside down? Strength, look at that. He's petting a lion.
Okay, this is your present.
Look what this one's called.
Wheel of Fortune? Okay, but it's upside down.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Okay, maybe I'm just doing it wrong, but they're all upside
down. Oh, my God. Oh, this is a bad sign.
This is the only one that's not upside down.
You have negative energy.
These look kind of weird. Haven't seen them before.
Yeah, me neither. These are very interesting ones.
All right,
they're not like the usual.
Let's look it up.
All right, y'all. So
these are the cards. This one's called Strength. This one's called Queen of Cups. This one's called Wheel of Fortune. Those are the only ones that have names. All right, guys. So this one is going to be the Three of Wands.
Okay.
Let's see. So divinatory meanings. He symbolizes established strength, enterprise, effort, trade, discovery, commerce. Those are his ships bearing his merchandise, which are sailing over the sea. But it's reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of troubles, suspension or end of adversity, disappointment, and toil.
So the end of that.
So that's good.
But this is your past.
Yeah, this is my past. So it's the end of troubles, suspension, or end of adversity, disappointment, and toil.
I think that makes sense. Do you think that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean,
because you're looking back at like bad shit that's happened. It's like ending.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not that good, because that means the end of troubles. Oh, so it carries on to the future. So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cool, okay. I have it interesting to see what this next one means. The sad guy on his bed crying into his palms.
The Nine of Swords. One seat on her couch in lamentation. So it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these all women in here?
Because women rule.
Okay, they're entering meetings.
My God, you do have all women.
Do I?
You have a Queen of Cups.
Jeez, okay. Maybe they're just all women. I don't know.
Well, there's kings too, but I don't think it really matters.
So, divinatory meanings: death, failure, miscarriage, delay, deception, disappointment, or despair.
Death?
But it's reversed, so it means imprisonment, doubt, suspicion, reasonable fear, and shame.
Holy fuck. I think that makes a lot of sense. This is your past. You gotta remember that. Past, yeah. You think that makes sense?
I think it does.
Yeah. That fits. That fits the what's the saying? I don't know.
Fits like a glove.
Yeah.
No, well, if I'm comparing it to like relationships or something. Yeah.
Moving on. Or your mental health.
Moving on. I just feel like that's worse now in the
present. It always gets worse.
Okay.
The older you get.
All right, guys, moving on to the
present.
The present here. This one's called strength. Power, energy, action, courage, magnanimity. I don't know what that means. But it's reversed, so it means abuse of power. Despotism? What is that? Weakness and discord. I don't know. I guess I'm just weak, I guess.
So it's opposite of strength.
Yes.
So it's weakness and what was the first?
Abuse of power. Despotism.
Like you're desperate, you're weak. Jesus oh Christ. My
God. Jeez, that's
you
just...
abused your power. Jeez.
Sounds
bad. Why are both of ours so evil?
Sounds about right, bro. Sounds about right.
All right.
And then Wheel of Fortune. So destiny, fortune, success, luck, felicity, but it's reversed. So it means increase, abundance, superfluidity. Fluidity. Abundance of what though?
Increase abundance.
Yeah.
And fluidity.
It just says superfluidity.
Superfluidity.
Yeah.
Superfluidity.
An unnecessary or excessive large amount of number of something.
So you just have a lot.
But of what?
Something. Just an increase and a lot of something. What do you think that could be?
Stress.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Anyways.
I mean, it's the opposite, basically.
Of?
Because the normal, like the one not reversed, is destiny and fortune and luck.
Mm-hmm. So misfortune?
So you have a lot of misfortune.
Great.
Your presence doesn't seem too great, bro.
Yeah, but it lines up.
Okay, well, now let's see right, the future.
Hopefully the future gets better here.
Hopefully you have some hope here.
Come on, guys, help me out here.
This is interesting.
All right, the Queen of Cups. But it's reversed. I think it's because everything's reversed. So the Queen of Cups means beautiful, fair, dreamy. Oh, no, sorry. That's divinatory meanings. Good, fair woman, honest, devoted. Who will do Siri on the Quirits. I don't know what these words mean. Loving in legends, hence the gift of visional sex, happiness, pleasure, wisdom, virtue.
But wow, that one's really good. If it wasn't reversed, let's see what it reversed.
The Warsi. What does that word even mean?
These words are interesting, guys.
The Warsi, good woman. Otherwise,
you're a good woman in the future.
Dude, I don't know if I'm just tripping, but these words make no sense.
Let me see. Vomenan. I think this is a different language or something.
Why is it a different language?
But one not to be usted. Yeah, what the fuck? These words are literally nothing.
What does the rest of it say?
It says pavis, woman, vice, dijo. Depayti.
Oh gosh. Let's look up what the Queen of Cups means.
So in the future, you're gonna be a good woman.
That doesn't make any sense, Eliza. I'm not a woman.
Well, I don't think it matters the fucking gender of whatever. It's just you're a good person.
Okay.
So right now, you're not a good person. In the future, don't worry. You're gonna be a good person.
Passionate, caring, emotionally stable, intuitive, and flow, but it's reversed. So inner feelings, self-care, self-love, and codependency.
Mm. I should have just looked them up on here. It seems much more clear. So basically, it's...
Self-care, self-love, and codependency. So,
so you're going to be good.
Okay, that's good.
You're going to love yourself.
It makes me feel good.
Cool.
But I don't want to be by myself, though. Am I going to have somebody?
That's what codependency means.
Okay, yeah, codependency. Yeah, you're right.
So, two of cups. All right, two of cups. And it's right side up.
So, it says unified love, partnership, mutual attraction.
Aww.
Ah, yes.
You fucking relationship fiend.
Jeez. And if, oh, bro, I would have been so sad.
Oh, God, if it was reversed.
If it was reversed, guys, it says self-love, breakups, disharmony, and distrust. It's okay. I've been through that, though.
So. That was your past. That was been in your past. I'm okay, happy, so bro. Your future is going to be full of self-love, codependency,
hey,
and relationship,
oh, bro,
and
I'm,
love and partnership.
I'm in it for that.
Well, that's good.
And what's yours? You're going to be married, and you're going to have a lot of money, and you're going to not be greedy.
Stop saying greedy. There was no not once that I mentioned greedy. Yeah, like, I just love my fucking things.
Yeah, so you're greedy.
It doesn't mean I'm greedy. I just, I'm going to love my house and my car.
Bruh.
Anyways.
Okay, so I'm just, that's I guess I'm just looking towards the future, because right now everything's shit. Like, past was shit, present's shit. Just looking towards the future now.
Yeah. Them. Well, that was interesting. I liked your reading.
Yeah, yours was weird.
Yeah, mine, we should have looked it up on there. That probably would have made more sense. But anyways, guys, so that was our past, present, and future.
That was the tarot card readings. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was interesting. This was the first time. Is this the first time you've ever done yours?
I think so, yeah.
No one, you've always, like, you read mine, but I never read yours last time. So, yeah. All right, guys, so...
You kind of do your
cool moving segues. On.
No, do a cool segue.
Bro, why is this on me? Okay, we just read our present cards. Now we're going to continue to more present.
Wow, great segue.
Anyways, so TikTok. TikTok has a lot of cool things on there.
It does have a lot of cool things.
And since it does have a lot of cool things. So since we're, you know... spooky month, we thought it'd be interesting to react to some haunted TikToks. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those on TikTok or those videos, but my brother decided to pick out a few and we're gonna react to them, see if they like give us a creepy, eerie vibe.
Yeah,
or we can even like go through them and say if we believe that they're true or okay. If they're fake or not, you know.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay. What was that? Like, what was that?
I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
In the beginning, it just wasn't not at all. Like, it just wasn't creepy.
Really? You don't think, like, everyone's like, it says you are never alone. It says
you are never alone? That one is creepy.
It's a Sasquatch, though. It's not real.
What the fuck is this? Just someone recording someone sleeping?
Look at that. You don't think that's...
Okay,
what's
that's
that?
A little creepy. A dog? That's just someone standing outside in the rain. This is where it gets creepy. That whole little collage there and this.
What is that? It's a homeless person.
Tarzan. Anyways.
How do you feel about that?
That was not scary at all.
Really?
Maybe if I was...
If you're watching it at nighttime.
I'm trying to think. If I was watching it in a dark room, I would probably feel a little bit eerie. The music and stuff is a little eerie, but other than that, it's not really scary.
Okay, now watch this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck? No.
Look at this. Look at this.
I'm a pig. No.
Look at that.
Oh my god. Okay, that one was actually creepy.
But did you see, like, you think Peppa Pig's face?
Yeah, it's just two dimensional, and then 3D, it's just like scary. She has two faces.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like that one at all. That makes that one actually makes me feel weird. I don't like it. Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Oh, this one's like disturbing.
Dude, are you serious? Okay, I'm not watching that one. I can't. Yeah. No,
Here, let's just watch it and then how can we can't show that right on YouTube.
I mean, if they can show it on TikTok. No, but
TikTok has copyrighted music and shit. Like, they can do whatever they want.
All right, we're not going to show you guys this one. We'll just react to it. You guys will hear us reacting to it. Okay. But I don't... This one's fucking weird, bro.
Dude, it is weird.
I don't like it at all. We're not going to be able to... I don't like it bit. No, chill. It makes me very uncomfortable seeing things like this.
I think we would get, like...
Because we would probably get demonetized because...
I think we might get taken down.
This is like... Like, PETA should come after these people.
Yeah, it's an animal thing.
Oh, all God, right. Okay, I'm scared.
Look at that. And, like, they, like, move and shit. Look at this. Look at that.
Stop. What is that? Bro. I don't like this at all. No, I'm not following you. Fuck you.
So basically, I'm just gonna tell you guys what it is. Like, it's like
it's just animals.
It's like raw animals that are like being cooked. It's usually it's fish or like has like a snake frogs that has been skinned. Frogs that have like been skinned, like ready to serve up. But like when you touch them, like they still move. Like that video, that one where it's like it literally looks like it jumps off of the like counter.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like that one's real. Like when I first saw that, I was like, that's fake. But I looked it up and it's real. It's just like
what was that animal?
I think it was I don't really know. Probably some fish or something. Oh my God. But like supposedly it's just kinda like just what do you call them? What's going on over there?
Harold's. Oh my God.
What is happening?
She's dripping my whole notebook. No. Oh my God, guys, look at this. This is
literally what you said like earlier in the podcast.
Why did I put it on the floor again? Damn it.
What a dummy.
Okay.
Anyways, like I heard it's like it's literally just like nerves. Like
so they're not actually
how do you call them reflexes?
Alive.
No, they're not alive. It's just like they're
but those that were freaking moving around and jumping, yeah.
Dude, supposedly like it's just reflexes. Like when you put like pour salt on it or something, like they move around even though they don't have heads and shit like that.
I don't like that at all.
I really like it's not that scary. It's just like the music honestly is kind of like
it's
creepy.
Just disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What's this one?
Oh yeah, that one's cool.
All right, let's see.
I like these guys.
Not a day goes by where I don't think about this episode.
Turn the right one off. Okay.
Wow, what the fuck?
Let me play it again.
If you are going to kill me, turn the right one off.
Okay.
So like I'm pretty sure this episode is like where they go to like Ed and Lorraine's like Warren.
You want
to
say who they are?
Yeah, everyone knows BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Yeah,
Shane and Ryan. But like they went to like Ed and Lorraine's like shack where they have all like the creepy shit. And that's in front of Annabelle.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So she's gonna kill
I think
him.
I did watch that episode actually.
That one's a good one.
He said okay.
Okay.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Of course it's bullshit, man.
Or maybe the ghost is trying to scare him.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, ghosts do that all the time.
Oh, you know them personally?
Yeah, they're my friends. It's this one. Something drops from the ceiling when a girl is pulled.
Just little kids falling, bruh.
Okay, that one's interesting, though. Because, right. Yeah, it could be just a little girl stumbling back. But, like, if you look at her feet, she was, like...
planted?
Like, yeah. Like, how do you just randomly just lose your balance as you're standing?
Little
she was
kids,
look at her
little
feet.
Little kids in their big-ass heads, right?
Look at her feet. She was just standing. And then she just...
Look at her head, bro. Big-ass head.
No, that's... No, something had to have happened.
No.
You don't just lose your balance and go like this and stumble all the way back.
Little kids, bae.
Okay, well, you're just a non-believer. What is this?
No idea why. Coming through the kitchen here. Oh, say hi, Bernard. He never lets me talk.
Bernard?
That's creepy.
What do you mean he never lets you talk?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I see that.
You see what? What the fuck is that?
Is there people there? This is exactly how they've seen them. Is that her family? 3 times now. I think I'm
going to bed now. It doesn't look like her family or like.
Well, they're laughing.
Idea, but they're not. It doesn't look like they're laughing. Look at him up close.
Who's Bernard?
He never lets her talk.
And what's going on?
I see that. And this is the third time I've come through.
Like none of them move.
I've seen them 3 times now. I think I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
This one is just weird. I don't know. It makes me feel weird.
Like, they're laughing and shit, but, like, no one's moving.
Yeah, they just look... They're looking, like, dead straight at the camera, but you hear, like, giggling and laughing. I don't know. Sounds weird. What's that one? Oh, fuck, no. This is stupid. So stupid.
Is this scaring you, bro? Definitely not normal.
No,
and by not normal, not I mean this person is not normal because they thought that this was cool.
This is something I would think of.
To do?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's sad, I guess.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't scare me though, because it's like one of those heads that like. It just, you know, how those people make funny videos. Yeah, so that's it's what I scary. Think of when I see it.
But, like, have you seen those, like...
I just think they put it on, and they were like, oh, it's creepy. Let's make it.
Have you seen that video? It's, like, called, like, I Feel Fantastic or something like that.
Is it with that?
It's, like, mannequins, and they're like, I feel fantastic. You remember?
Ew.
It's, like, a curse, like,
you just
YouTube
literally
video.
Creeped me out more than any of those TikToks. Ew. Ew, guys, what the fuck was that? Do it again?
No.
Do it with the singing.
I feel fantastic.
Okay, that is gonna give them nightmares for sure.
Anyways.
Okay, anyways, that was enough of that, guys.
That was haunted TikTok for you.
If you want to see more videos like that, just go to haunted TikTok.
Well, let us know. We can you can react to like random shit as well, like for the podcast if you guys want to see something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyways, that should be it for this podcast, guys.
Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that one. It was kind of just like a mixture of everything, but it was all like creepy or whatever. So.
What's the next episode? All right, anyways, guys.
Stay tuned for the next episode. It's going to be really good.
Yeah. All right, guys. So stay tuned for next episode. Next episode is going to be interesting because we're going to talk about our experience playing the Ouija board.
Yes.
And what we believe in, what we don't believe in, what we're skeptic about.
Don't look at
and
me.
And just things that have happened to us while we've dibbled and dabbled in that stuff. But anyways... So that's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited to talk about that, to be honest.
Yeah, that one's...
talk about that for days.
Yeah, we've played the Ouija board a multitude of times. We've played it at a cemetery. We've played it...
Okay, we'll get into that in
well,
that
I want to let... It's a teaser, man. Okay. I don't know. We've played it at a cemetery. We played it at a haunted hotel in the haunted... most haunted room in the hotel as well. Mm-hmm. We've played it just, like, at this, like, haunted... like, abandoned mental asylum as well. One of the first times we played it there. So we've played it like a multitude of times and usually it always moves and we have like a lot of stories that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also just like talk about behind the scenes, like what happened after and stuff like that. So if you guys are into that, that would be next week's episode. So just come back for that one.
See you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.